I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Up, gigglers.
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
G Squad.
That's a new one. Are we going?
That was a G-Unit reference for all the millennials out there. And I'm not going to do it again. Anyway, hi, Paige. How are you?
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
You know, if people don't answer good, you know, it's been a week.
I mean, I was with Dominique the other night. First of all, we have to say we came to your show and it was amazing. You did so well.
Oh my God, thank you. We hung out in John Mulaney's green room.
Guys, for everyone asking, no, I did not get to meet John Mulaney. He was gone before I left, but I went into his green room and I think that he sipped out of a cup and I stole it.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yep.
So basically, she's
drinking from it right now. So you guys are together. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. It's literally said John Mulaney's green room, and I'm like, no one's gonna change it for me. It's okay. It's fine. Paige will love it. Paige will be excited. So we have John Mulaney's genetics.
Yeah.
His DNA. The show was so fun. It was just nice to not be behind a screen.
Yeah.
And I feel like there will be future live shows for Giggly as well.
I feel like I've been meeting a lot of gigglers out in the wild.
I walked down this place, Clinton Street, yesterday, and New York City is bopping.
Bopping.
Let's just say one girl full-on was holding my hand at her, one of her tables, because they're outside, and she's just like, are you going to Montauk this weekend? Like, what are our plans? What are we doing? People are...
No.
Gigglers are out.
No, it's so funny, too, because I feel like we see each other.
Yeah.
And, like... Okay, I was walking into a club last night, and I walk up to the door, and there's like three girls next to me, and I'm like saying to the bouncer, I'm like, oh, I'm on the list, and he's like, okay, like he pulls up the list, he's like, what's your name? And I say Paige DeSorbo, and the girl next to me goes, because I had a mask on, and I just turned to her, and we just started chatting, and then as I'm leaving the club, this girl runs up to me, and she's full on hysterically crying, like,
oh my God,
just crying her eyes out, and I'm like, oh my God, why are we crying? And
then, who do,
like,
I have to beat up?
Yeah, no, my first instinct was, what did he do?
Yeah, what did he do? What's
no
his
what
name?
Did he do? Is he here? And she was like, oh, I'm not crying about a guy. And I was like, then pull it together.
There's no crying in clubbing. Why am I crying at the club right now? I'll also get messages from gigglers who see Dez do stand up at the Cellar.
Yeah.
Going, hey, just want you to know I watch Dez. I think he's hilarious. I approve of you too. Or like, so I always know what he's doing because they're always messaging me. Or they'll be like, why aren't you supporting Dez? And I'm like, because I'm doing my own stand up.
Oh my God, I love that.
To the stand. So the gigglers are out and about because the sun is out. And it's going to be a fun summer. I can feel it. We have a very exciting episode because the gigglers submitted all their worst date stories. And it is insane. Like, I was just sitting alone cackling.
Wow.
And I'd like to take us on a journey because I feel like we've all had bad dates. But it's the best thing to do is bond over each other's horrors and sadness.
I love that for us.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear the first one.
Okay, so what's the worst thing a guy has done on a first date with you was the question.
Okay.
And here we go. Threw a glass of wine at me. Red wine.
No, I'm immediately throwing hands. I'm getting up and I'm punching him in the face. Did she give any context?
This, I want the context. I want to know exactly, like, if she said anything, what happened. I feel like it was probably... there's a lot of drunk shit that happens. Like, I feel like people show up on dates drunk. One girl said he was going to the bathroom and I saw him go take two shots of J-Mo instead. Pulled up his STD testing results to show he's clean and asked my favorite sex position.
Okay, he's responsible, yet.
Creepy. If a guy ever asked me my favorite sex position.
On a first date, I don't like that.
Gird your loins. Showed me photos of him kissing his chihuahua who was wearing a pink dog dress. Now, chihuahuas are the devil's dog. We know that.
No, we know that for sure.
I tried to send Paige. I think Paige, you look great with a chihuahua, and you were like, ew. I love chihuahuas. I'm obsessed with them because I like things that I feel like society doesn't accept fully, like pit bulls, angry chihuahuas.
Hannah literally sends me pictures of dogs all day that she wants me to adopt, and they're literally disgusting.
You're like, that's a mole rat.
I'm like, in what world am I adopting that thing?
But there's, you know, there's those little ones that you're afraid you might step on, like on the street. I don't know how they survive New York. Oh, okay. What would you do if a guy kissed me on the head immediately upon first meeting him?
No, I'm crying. No. Look, no one loves a fucking forehead kiss more than me. It brings out a different side of me. But that's actually hilarious.
I feel like my daddy issues would start tingling. Like, I might be into it.
Like, yeah, but like upon arrival.
Maybe. How do you feel about a hand kiss? Like when guys do that, I feel like it's creepy.
I think if they're being serious in doing it, see you in court. But like if it's like a funny thing, yeah. Like true. Every time I feel like I see my guy friends out, I just put my hand out and like they do kiss my hand.
Yeah, because also with Corona, you don't really want the face thing. Ooh, get shit faced and then receive a collect call from jail. Brought his friend. What?
I have a funny story about jail.
Wait, what? What's your story about jail? Did you fuck up your taxes again?
No. Okay, so one time I was dating this guy and we were walking out of a club and I don't know what happened, but he ended up like punching someone in the face and the kid like just collapsed to the ground. Horrible. But there was an undercover cop parked outside of the club and he saw the whole thing and like the guy I was with immediately got arrested. So I, as a good fucking ride or die girlfriend, I get in a taxi and follow the cop car to
This is like your boyfriend.
This is my boyfriend.
Because I was about to say, that's when you go, I don't know that man. I've never met him.
I don't know that man. But this guy was my full boyfriend. So, you know, what would J-Lo do? She would ride or die and she would go to the jail. So I'm sitting.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, I'm Bonnie and Clyde. So I'm sitting waiting for him to get processed or whatever. And the police officer comes up. Really nice guy. Police officer comes over and gives me like a bunch of his stuff. I don't know what I had, but I had his phone. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, what if I just.
What if I just.
What if I just.
What if I just. What if I? No. Yeah.
So I'm going through. How old was I? I was young when this happened.
Did you have his password?
I had his password. I either had his password or he didn't have one on his phone. I don't know if like passwords were a thing yet on your phone. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but I was probably like 23, 24. You know, as a psycho girlfriend, I went through everything and I found some unfavorable things. Like from that night, I was like, how'd you even pull this off? I was there the whole time. Like crazy shit.
Like texting girls?
Oh my God, texting every single girl.
Texting every girl who lives on this planet.
No, like in America, he was sleeping with all of them. So the police officer is watching me and he goes, yeah, I knew right when I gave you the phone, I probably shouldn't have. And I gave the police officer all of his things back. And I said, I don't give a fuck what happens to him. Keep him in here all night. I don't care. I'm going home. And I left this motherfucker in jail. And if that's not an amazing story, I don't know what is.
That's so epic, but emotional.
It was emotional.
But it is great to know that he's alone with the smell of pee around
him.
And
he came out of jail the next morning. He was like, yo, what the fuck happened? And I was like, what the fuck happened?
I don't know what did happen. I go, Do you want to explain what the fuck happened?
Why don't you call Jessica? Maybe she'll come get you out of jail.
Maybe Jessica knows what happened.
Lose my fucking number.
Did you get back together with him?
Sure did. For 3 years.
Oh my God. And that is an amazing story. Okay, brought his friend who I'd previously been on a date with. Okay, that's lame. Like, that's two dudes who somehow were talking and realize you want to date with the other guy when it's like, you're not married to either of them. It's like, they're trying to show you like something. It's fucking New York City. Like, come on.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that New York is so small, like, and incestuous.
Yes. In a nice restaurant, takes off his shoes to show off the tattoos on the bottom of his feet.
Okay. If it wasn't the shoes off for me, it's the tattoo on the bottom of the foot. In what world?
In what world? If you're gonna get a tattoo,
I wonder
at
what
least
it was
own
of.
It. I know. We need follow-ups to some of these, but they're still good. Took two of my edibles when I only offered him one.
Jail. What happened to him, though?
Again, we need follow-ups to this.
What is going on outside of your apartment?
Sorry, there's a motorcycle gang in
like
the Lower East Side.
Motorcycle gang?
Full-on motorcycle gang. Like, I'm sorry, motorcycles... You have small penises.
I've never been on a motorcycle. I also
unfortunately
have no desire.
I have no desire to
because I don't like like that type of adrenaline doesn't get me going. What is happening
out
there?
Now they're playing music. Now there's music. You guys, this is what happens when we podcast in New York City. Oh, but we have a good announcement. We are moving to a studio next week. So this is the last time we're going to have to deal with this. Are you fucking kidding me? Is it the
Sunday
Puerto Rican
fun
Day Parade?
Day.
I feel like it's a Puerto Rican Day Parade. Let me Google that. Yep, it's a Puerto Rican Day Parade, June 13th.
And it's happening right now on your street?
Wait, I have to look. Okay, the Puerto Rican Day Parade has passed. Made me watch National Geographic for 2 hours with all of his roommates.
That's actually happened to me before.
I feel like it's very accepted for guys to be like, okay, we're back to my place. We're doing what the roommates do. Like, they're almost trying to test you to be like, if you could hang.
I actually love that. I love hanging with, like, the friends after.
I mean, if it's David Attenborough, like, I'm down.
Who the heck is that?
Oh, he's the British guy that does all the, like, National Geographic stuff. He's like, and now the leopard has discovered.
It's also very hard to, like, when you get, if you go back to a guy's apartment or something after a date, it's hard to... You don't really know each other well enough to know, like, what should we put on. Like,
yeah.
Like, when I was hanging out with one guy and I knew he loved The Office. So it was, like, when we got on the couch, it was like, well, we'll just throw The Office on.
Oh, because he didn't have a personality?
That's 1,000% correct.
Or, like, when in doubt, if he's douchey, just put on Joe Rogan and then...
One time I was with a guy and he... One time he put on like a concert that was on Netflix. I forget who it was. It was like some
DJ. That's fun because you don't have to like focus.
Yeah, but it was actually, yeah, it was really fun and like kind of set the vibe where like we watched it a little, but we also just made out.
Having mutual TV taste is hard because you know there's things that like no guy will ever enjoy that you enjoy, and there's stuff he'll enjoy that you'll hate, and it's like finding that middle ground.
Yeah.
It's like hard. Murder docs are like pretty good.
It's like guys and girls. It's definitely a love language.
But if you like get horny during it, you both feel weird. Like if you start making out whether like, and then she cut his penis off. Great doc. You guys should watch. I think it's called Lorena. Also, if you are 30 and you go back and he has roommates, just leave.
Me and my friends say that is equivalent to being homeless.
Well, some people might be like, oh, he's being fiscally responsible, or like, oh, he's a founder of an app, so he's saving money. I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't give a fuck. Also, if on your Raya profile it says founder, I don't want it. You would think that I would want it, and I don't.
No, because
you're lying.
Yeah, because you're jerking off in your mom's basement. You're finding your t-shirt that your mom bought you.
Or if it says artist,
you're a DJ.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, if it says musician, you're a DJ for sure.
And then like a struggling one. No one knows you.
No. No. And also like when it says financial analyst, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. I have no idea, nor do I want to know.
Because people make fun of like, oh, content creators. What's a like logistics expert? What the fuck is that?
Okay, anyway. I don't know if I even have a job on my Raya thing. Which people probably don't love that for me either. You know, like this bitch doesn't even have a job.
We know what you're putting first.
Someone came up to, where was I? Someone came up to me this weekend and was like, we matched on Raya. And I was like, did we talk? And he goes, no. And I go, okay.
I feel like what people don't talk enough about dating apps is like you have to be fairly organized, because if it's like if you forget like a good one, it like gets lost in the bad ones. Like you have to be almost as, you need like an Excel sheet. You never go first.
No, I never go first. I'll never message
first. Have you ever wanted to and you just didn't know what to do?
Yeah. But yeah, I go first
when I want to.
I just, back in the day, I've only ever spoken or like hung out with two guys from Raya.
And I feel like I never did. Did I tell you that when I my first date with Dez, he was like, you're on Raya, right? And I was like, yeah, but I hate that app. Sorry, Raya. I guess I don't care if they kick me off. I got nervous for a second.
I care. Raya, I love you. Please don't cancel my membership.
But he goes, I've been like swiping on you on Raya for months now, and we've never connected.
Yeah, I never get anyone good. I honestly feel like I'm shadow banned. I'm like, Raya, are you fucking kidding me? This is what you're giving me?
It's just because he was out of my age range.
I'm dead.
So like I wasn't getting him. So ladies, put your age range up to 45. Wait, at least
I want to look and see what my age range is.
My age range was like 36 or something. And it's actually, grow up.
I think I have a bomb Raya profile.
What do you think makes a bomb Raya profile?
The song.
What's your song?
I'm gonna get it right now.
Mine was a Nelly song.
Mine used to be
Ride With Me. It was Nelly Ride With Me.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
It was nostalgic. You know, it brings back, like, people don't remember what you did. It's how you made them feel. So that's why I went with nostalgic.
Mine used to be Dilemma with Nelly and Kelly Rowland.
Yes.
Now it's Fabulous Into You.
Yep. So that's, like, injecting, like, a love song, them being obsessed with you.
Yeah.
Do you do a combination of, like, not smiling photos than the occasional like laughing photo, or like what's your personality?
Yeah, my personality is like she's sultry and chic, but then like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, here's a pic of her laughing with her friends, you know, like
sometimes
she's fun.
She has a sense of humor.
Yeah,
when she's not being a sex fiend. Also, when you do the Raya stuff, do you just swipe, or do you read if there's potential? Do you read their bio?
I read their bio, but here's the other thing. Raya keeps giving me people in like Dusseldorf, Germany. And I'm like, when? When would I see these people?
Dusseldorf.
I don't know.
I do have some advice because I liked talking first on dating apps. Men are simple creatures and they get excited when you talk about something they like. I know that sounds so simple.
Yeah.
So instead of giving them like an open-ended thing like, hey, how's your weekend? Never fucking do that. Or how has your week going? Never fucking do that. That's generic. Notice something about them and make a comment like
something in their profile.
Yeah, like be like, I like your eyebrows. Or be like, why is your dog better looking than me? Or like, just like specific things that they would want to talk on. Like, make it as easy as possible for them to say stuff, but also make it very short. Like, you put no effort or thought into it. Like, 3-4 words. That's my advice.
I just like, I don't know.
You're tired.
Know.
You're
yeah, I'm tired.
You're like, words. I have to read a bio to put together words.
No, I'm tired. And like dating apps, I don't know. They just don't do it for me because I feel like part of meeting someone is like randomly just having this connection. And like if we don't have anyone in common, like any mutual friends, I feel like it's, I don't know. I think it's weird to like start having a conversation. And then when you hang out, it's like,
this is the problem with the dating apps. You don't get their aura or vibe from a photo and from a bio. And they could try their hardest, but you will not. I've had guys where I had the best texting chemistry, and then you meet them in person. You want someone who you naturally would gravitate towards at a bar. Like, I've, like, the problem with dating apps is you'll be on, like, 4 or 5 dates with this person and then be like, okay, we're, like, making it work because we're both, like, attracted to each other. But, like, would I actually want to talk to this person at a bar, or am I just forcing it,
and
know?
Sometimes I do like science experiments on dating apps where I'll just like people because I want to see if they've liked me.
Apparently a lot of guys swipe yes on everyone and then just like pick what happens. Yeah,
they're the male species.
Yep. It's,
I'm saying this here and now. What time is it? It's 2 p.m. on a Sunday. I page DeSorbo and I'm done with them. I'm absolutely done with the male species. I am now a lesbian. So if there are any lesbian gigglers, hit me up. I think that it's totally a spectrum. I think that I'm like very straight. Like I am. Like I unfortunately love men. Like I love them.
It's so unfortunate.
But I really do think it's like a spectrum. Have I thought about like a girl? Like, can I appreciate a hot girl and like walk into a club and be like, damn, that girl is so pretty and so hot? Yes. But have I ever thought of like that I could date a girl? No, because I just love being fucked around with by men at all times.
It's funny because I just went on this girl, Wheezy, from Horrible Decisions. She has a great, great podcast about sex. And she's like bi and she's tried everything under the sun. She's been in a throuple. She's done like BDSM, golden showers, everything. Like peeing on people.
No, I know what it is. I can never wrap my brain around it. I literally can never wrap my head around it. I don't know.
Oh, the parade is back. Anyway, so what parade goes in segments? I was just like fascinated. I felt like I'm like here, I'm engaged, and I'm like, am I a loser? Like, did I like miss out on all this stuff in life to experience? But also, I'm not like a adrenaline chaser. Like, I'm good. I don't need like roller coasters. I'm like, my own thoughts is enough of a roller coaster throughout the day. Like, I can get serious adrenaline from just like anxiety.
Right.
I just don't like that shit. But I think some people like chasing new highs and new experiences, and I'm jealous of them that they can live that exciting of a life. But I was like, I want to be bi. Like, I feel like life would be so much more interesting and fun. And I was like, do you think I'm bi and I just haven't figured it out yet? And she's like, no.
She's like, don't want you.
Like, it's possible. But she's like, Hannah, like, if you wanted it, you would have gotten it by now.
Right.
Like, I've had tons of girls slide into my DMs. I've had tons of lesbian friends. I feel like it would have happened if it should have. But like, I think what's hard for us is that sometimes you love men, but you just don't like them.
Oh no, I loathe their existence. I think they are the fucking worst. I hate all of them. Also, Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know what's happening. I cried all day yesterday. Do you want to know why? I don't know. But it was just like one thing that like broke, that like didn't even matter. I was literally crying over the most insignificant thing ever that I was like, well, why am I even crying over this?
You. It's like when you're having a tough day and then you stub your toe and you're like,
no, that's literally like what it was. I was just like, oh my God. And then it was just everything. And I just cried. When I tell you the full day, I think I started crying at 11 a.m. and I stopped crying. What time did we start this pod? 20 minutes ago.
Wait, so is it like a steady little cry or does it have like ups and downs?
You know, when you're little and you get hurt on the playground yeah. and like you're fine, you're fine. And then you spot your mom and your mom looks at you and you're just like, oh my God, I just fell off the swing. Okay, it's kind of like that because all of my friends will FaceTime me.
Yeah.
And so like when I see their face, they're like, what's up? And I'm like, and then I just start crying. So it's like pretty on the hour.
I mean, to this day when like, my mom clockwork. Calls me and she's like, how are you? I'm like, finally someone asked. Yeah. But I do think crying is an orgasm for your eyes and it's important to do it because if you hold it in, it comes out in negative ways.
I think it was also like, I haven't cried in so long, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, that'll like, do it.
No, that's a lie. I cried like 2 weeks ago. But like I hadn't had like a good full day of crying and I think I needed it.
And whatever. We're going to get into if you watched anything good later on because I have some good stuff I watched. Oh, we're still going. Passed out after one drink because he's allergic to antibiotic and he didn't know it.
Wait. Where did he pass like, out? Like at the restaurant?
I'm envisioning him just like head down like at the table that they're at.
Oh my God, but that's like kind of cute, but also how annoying for you because now you have to like take care of this guy and you're like, I don't even know you.
Oh God, so embarrassing. I want to know what these guys did the next day to recover, if they did recover. And like I did get a couple messages that they're like, now he's my husband, they're coming up. Made me hold hands with him while blessing the food, eating a sub at a deli. That does sound like some bullshit. Like I know guys who will around me be like normal, but then when they have like around like a religious girl, they'll be like, oh, like I'm sorry for doing that, like you know, like they curse and they like apologize.
I have a friend who went out on a first date and the guy called her the wrong name and like did it twice and she was like, okay, I'm gonna go. And he was like, oh my God, are you offended? And she was like, no, I genuinely do not care. She's like, I'm just like, I'm done with it now though, like I don't know you enough to be mad or care, but like obviously you're just like a weirdo. Mm-hmm. And this is how our brains are so different. I think he called her like Claudia or something, or like I don't know, whatever the mm-hmm. fuck he called her. Mm-hmm. And she's telling me this story and I go, okay, well did you go home and look at like who he's following and type in her name just to like see who this girl was? And she was like, no, you psycho, I did not. And I was like, yeah, but like I just want to know who he was like comparing you to.
Oh my God, first boyfriend, first love of my life, it was like a month in and he had gotten out of a long relationship and we're in the water, in the ocean, and he's holding me, like the most romantic setting.
Yeah.
And he called me the name of his ex. But I actually like was almost a little flattered because I'm like, oh, you feel that comfortable with me already? I took it as a positive. And then when like, I was having sex with him, I called him his dad's name. Just kidding. Okay, this is really funny. This is from Queens of Bravo, actually. Sorry, I'm blowing you guys up. He stopped the convo just to show me a YouTube video that wasn't very funny.
If someone asks me to watch a video that's over 30 seconds, that's like not a TikTok, and it's like, no, it's so funny, I'm cutting you out of my life.
I love the videos when it's like showing someone a video that you think's really funny, and the whole time you're just looking at them, like waiting for the reaction, and then that person is like, can't focus on the video because they know how bad they want you to laugh. I hate that pressure.
I hate that.
What would you do if a guy took you to a place where he had a gift card?
I feel like I have had this conversation with so many people. So many people ask me this. No. On a first date? No. What? That's just rude.
I do have a really epic story, though, about my grandpa, who is a badass. He is part of a gang called the Romeos, retired old men eating out, and they go to different restaurants.
Which every single time makes me feel like it's sexual, and I get
a little awkward.
Just
food, just normal food. And every week they go to a different restaurant, but it's all just like in Shelter Island, which is a pretty small area. So if there's a new restaurant and they go and they don't like it, they gossip to all their friends, and the restaurant will be shut down within a week.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of pressure when the Romeos roll in, and it takes them like 40 minutes to literally roll in. Anyway, he shows the next week, me and my family go to a place and they go, hey, your grandpa was here last week. And we're like, oh, how was he? And they're like, good. He did leave a gift card for a different restaurant and left. So do you guys want to handle that? And we're like, oh my god. And we just like make fun of him. We're like, you left a Chinese food coupon card at an Italian restaurant. And he doesn't give a fuck.
I kind He's of just love living that, his
best
though.
Life. But I love how they just accepted it, and they were like, "We'll see him eventually." Because it's like,
I have a like a little trick for that. If you don't know what to get like your boyfriend's family for like a gift, if you have to get them for like something for Christmas or whatever, I always go with like a restaurant gift card. I think that's like a nice gesture.
That is a nice gesture, or like a spa card for the mom. I feel like everyone likes a spa. Oh, also,
one time I went to Italy and I got my boyfriend's mom and dad like this huge, they did like this like basket of like shit.
Oh, that's fun.
I got smorgasbord. Yeah, I got two because I was like, wait, this shit looks mad good. And I
shit ton of tchotchkes you can't miss. However, one thing I have learned is you find when you get someone like a lot of stuff, they like don't like it as much as if you get them like one thing.
That's never come out of my mouth.
Sorry, I'm just talking to myself at this point. Oh, asked me to join his pyramid scheme, then when I said no, he didn't pay for dinner.
What? That wasn't There's a date. That was just a scam.
That wasn't a date. That was a full-on sales pitch.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit about money. Cried really? When he saw his ex-girlfriend walk by.
No! Oh my god. Wait, then he just becomes your friend because you're your best friend. You're like, oh my god, let's talk about it. Are you okay? Should we get her, like go get her? Like, what's our plan of action for you getting back with her?
My god. Made a disgusting face every time he took a sip of his drink, then continued to order another. What? That reminds
just
me
an
of
an idiot.
This is a real Giggly Squad throwback, but it reminds me of the story of John Mayer that I heard. Like, this is real tea. He went on a date with this, like, socialite girl who went on a date with one of my exes, and he told me this story. Because I was like, what's John Mayer like? And he said that he ordered, there was, like, a spicy pasta, and he was like, I want, like, the spiciest. Like, you say it's spicy, I want real spice. Like, I want that shit to be, like, fire. Like, I don't want no fake spice. And the guy's like, sure, John Mayer. And he brings it to him, and he apparently the red peppers were like blue, like it was like clearly very very spicy. And he couldn't eat it.
I wonder where they were. What restaurant? What an idiot!
That's just so funny.
Wow, I'm definitely ordering like a spicy rigatoni tonight for dinner now.
Like, ooh, I love that. Had a fiance, and I found out about it through his wedding page. I found when Googling him after. What a fucking idiot. Also, never Google after, always Google before.
You must. Except whenever I've Googled after, it's been amazing. I almost feel like the universe did that to me.
Oh, like when you just let...
Like you...
natural and not like learn everything about him.
Yes. Like I've gone out on dates and like just hadn't Googled and it was like an amazing date, and then I Googled and I was like, wait, even better.
Well, I was going on this dating stand-up comics spree, which I highly don't recommend. He's different, apparently. So they have all this footage of them just telling jokes, like pages and pages of YouTube. So like but if you watch it, you like think you know who they are, and then you meet them in person and they're like not as funny.
Yeah. Men aren't funny. Let's make that the new thing.
Men aren't funny.
They're not that funny. I'm in such a male-hating mood. It's crazy. I feel like I'm in, like, the Little Rascals when they have, like, the She-Woman Haters Club.
I watched FX's Hysterical. which is a very funny film everyone should watch, but it's basically talking about how female comedians have trouble in the industry, like, because it's such a, you know, male dominated place, and like you go to a hotel and you get hit on, and you, like, you travel on the subway and they're all disrespecting you and they're not picking you for all this shit. And then, like, I watched it, and then Dez walked in after his show, and I was like, don't look at me. Just don't look at me right now. But anyway, there are good guys out there. You just have to find the right one. Oh, this is actually horrible. This is a horrible man right here. Took me rock climbing.
No.
He didn't climb and watched me the whole time.
No. What the fuck does that even mean? My nightmare.
She goes, took me rock climbing. He didn't climb, though. He just watched me climb.
That call the police.
I'd be like, sir.
No, that's
this is
so creepy.
Human, like, torture.
He, like, wanted to see your ass, like, going up that thing. No. Oh my god, that actually just gave me the chills.
Yeah, I hate that so much. Pulled my hair to make sure it was real.
Like, actually, I do know this, that, like, guys hate hair extensions. Like, it turns them off so much.
Why do they hate it?
I don't know. But, like, every guy I've ever... Like, I...
But this is the thing. Do guys ever know that it's a hair extension unless it, like, falls out?
No, unless, like, you can't tell them or something.
So just, like,
or
do
unless
it well.
You're wearing, like, clip-ins. Except if someone really loves you, like my college boy, like my high school boyfriend that, like, into college, I used to wear, like, clip-in hair extensions all the time because I thought it was, like, a Guida.
Yeah.
And, like, we would be, like, looking up. And it would be, like, hurting my head. Like, you know, like, laying down, it would hurt my... So I'd just be like, wait, hold on. I'm, like, taking these out. And he loved the shit out of me. You know, like, he didn't care. He was like, yeah,
that
throw
is the
those
moral.
Things.
If
throw
you find someone who loves you, he'll love all of you, even your fake hair.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is... She has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just... is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot, and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that, like, always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different, like, bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days, but this week I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, alfresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com.
Yeah.
Asked to crack my toes under the table at a restaurant.
I don't hate this because I love my toes being cracked.
Oh my God. I hate my toes being cracked. And Des tried to do it and I like scream bloody murder. I hate cracking my toes.
Oh my God. I used to have a guy who would crack all of my knuckles for me, crack my back, and crack my toes. I was basically dating a chiropractor.
He's a chiropractor. Okay, this is bad. He picked me up in the middle of the bar so he can make sure I wasn't too heavy.
What?
These people are drunk. Like, no, they have to be blacked out.
No, this is insane. Yeah, you have to be blacked out. How do you even get to that? Like, what's the conversation that you then get to that point?
Maybe he's like, oh, do you like to be, like, picked up during sex? And maybe she's like, I don't know. And he's like, let me see if I can. Oh, my God. Whenever a guy picks me up and whenever a guy picks any girl up, I feel like they're always like, oh, and then you feel insecure. And then I always say, sorry, I have like a high muscle mass and muscle weighs more than fat. So
I don't think I don't get picked up. Now I'm mad.
You're like, I've never been picked up in the middle of a bar and judged for my weight. Gave me a pack of gushers when I said no thanks. And then called me an ugly cunt.
Well, I'm on his side.
Well, gushers are next level, and now I'm craving them. When that shit explodes in your mouth, no pun intended. Okay, this is just like classic, the worst thing ever. Shows me videos of his lacrosse highlights from college.
I fucking love that shit.
I'm not gonna lie, I have showed guys like clips from my college tennis days, and now I feel like a douche.
I've showed guys Giggly Squad clips, and I'm like, how fucking funny I am.
Those are your highlights. You're like, here's my life highlights. Check out this joke I made about pooping.
Yeah, I think that's so weird.
Some girl goes, not the worst, but said he liked my highlighter. Gay or just knows makeup? ?
Gay. A straight man doesn't know what the fuck highlighter is.
They have no idea what highlighter is, but or if they do, they would never be able to spot it and appreciate it.
Never.
Oh, third part of the parade coming through. Answered a booty call in front of me.
Damn.
Also, all these people, for some reason, are leaving upside down smiley faces, which is Giggly Squad.
Yeah, like, Giggly
I think we've
squad.
Nailed it. I think upside down smiley faces are us because we're laughing but sad. We're laughing but highly depressed.
We're highly functioning depressed humans.
Wait, I have a quick question. Okay. I feel like me and you are always on the same wavelength, even if we like haven't talked all day.
Mm-hmm.
We're both back on TikTok. Does that always happen when our mental health is deteriorating? I feel like when I see you make a TikTok, I need to text you being like, are you good, bro? And then you see me post like 100 bad TikToks and you're like, she's not good.
You're but funny. What's the one you just did that you raided the DMs? That was funny.
Oh my God, thank you. Well, I have tons of DMs from before that I never did anything with. Oh my God, you guys. Now it's the police. Because someone's probably hammered.
Yeah, no, my
oh, yeah,
TikTok
I raided
from
my
last
creepy DMs.
That was good. My TikTok from last night was an emotional outreach.
I watch so many TikToks and I'm like, oh, Paige could do this and it'd be so good, but she's too lazy.
I literally do the same thing. I'm like, wow, I do that so good, but I'm so lazy. So
No, because like I've taught like Remy Bader, who's we're obsessed with, who has an amazing TikTok. She's like, Hannah, some of my TikToks take like 2 days, and I'm like,
yeah, no, it's
if it takes more than 25 seconds, I can't do it.
I can't. I'm like, this is how I'm uploading it. I don't care.
Our head of social media, Elena, was making fun of me because she was like, you just post it whether it's right or wrong. I go, yeah, because it's a journey. I'm not trying to be perfect.
Whatever. Okay? I'm learning.
Oh, this is great. Told me the guac was too expensive.
That's disgusting.
This is actually my worst nightmare. Played me a self-written song on the guitar about why God loved women. Why is it past tense? God loved women. Why is it past tense?
I mean, you know how we feel about a guy playing a guitar ever to
but
us.
But it's also like, it's horrible. But when you're the one he's doing it to and you're just sitting there, like, you don't know what to do with your hands. You don't know whether to, like, you can't sing along. It's self-written. You're trying to just, like, keep the vagina moistured a little bit, but you're losing it.
With every chord. I was seeing this guy one time. I was so young, like super young, like maybe like 22.
You didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. Forgive yourself.
It's all about forgiving yourself. And he would literally, like, we would have sex and then he would get his guitar out. It was like 3 a.m. And I'd be like, brah, I was done with it. Like, when we were having sex, like, now I can't. Like, please, you're annoying.
There is, like, if you play the guitar and sing and you don't do it like for a living and you do it for people when they have not asked for it, you have a problem, sir.
You have a problem.
That's like being a dancer but not like a real dancer, and then just being like, hey, can I show you my dance moves? Like, just being like, hey, and you just start dancing and the person's like, I don't know what this is.
I just had a vision of like having sex with someone, it being over, me getting up and being like, hey, can I show you my dance?
And then going on like a 4-minute dance routine that you made up. That's like what you do when you're a fucking little kid and you don't get enough attention from your parents and it's a talent show and you're like, hey, look what I can do. And then you do bullshit for 4 minutes, but those people love you, God. So they have to.
Wow, that's an amazing equivalent.
Comparison. Okay, this one I low-key like kind of like.
Okay.
Answered a call from his mom and said, I'm at dinner with Blair. First date, chill dude. See, I love that.
I love that.
I want his mom knowing who the fuck I am. I want to get her number. I want to start texting her. I want her to start rooting for me. I want to get in his ear that she's like, Hannah's the one.
Yes. I also think that, like, I don't think anything wrong with that, because when I'm going out on a date with a guy, I tell my mom, I'm like, oh, I'm going out on a date with, like, whoever.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're talking to a guy, you do get to a phase where it's like, have you told your family anything about me? Or like, I once asked a guy that, and the guy said, yeah, my mom thinks you treat me like shit. And I was like, your mom's a smart lady.
Your mom is very intelligent and highly aware of things. I do think, though, that people have different relationships with their family, so don't take it personal if a guy hasn't spoken to his mom. Like, guys will go like a month without calling their mom sometimes.
Dude, it's kind of crazy. When I went to Charleston, Craig asked me if I told my mom, and I said I left the state.
You're like, obviously, I gave her my like location. Like, she knows where I am at all times.
I was like, what? I go,
my
yes.
My mom knew my location for like way too long, and my dad would joke about it. Like, they'd watch me, so she knew whenever I was like low-key hooking up with British Dave when I said I broke up with him.
Wow.
He's in Williamsburg. And she'd text me the next day and I wouldn't know, and she'd be like, what'd you do last night?
My mom has my location, but she doesn't know how to see it, and I'm like, oh. So I still have to text her every time I leave the house and get back.
You guys, it's New York City, she's being protective.
Yeah.
Okay, hat fished me. Do you know what hat-fishing is?
No.
Took off his hat and revealed he was balding. So, like, he looks hot in his hat and he takes it off and you're not into it.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, that makes me sad and mad all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. But if a guy's wearing a hat a lot, just, like, know that there's more. But it's also, like, guys who wear beards who have, like, no chin. Who have a beard but don't have a chin, and then they shave and you're, like, beard-fished. Beard fishing is a thing.
Oh my God. Let me just get back on my male hating escapade. Life is so much easier for men, and it's, you have a little bit of scruff, you wear your hat backwards, wear some fucking gray sweatpants and call it a day.
Yeah. It's funny because Dez shaved his face in Puerto Rico. Did you see?
Yeah, I did.
I felt like I was cheating on him. I was like, who is this man? Like, the kiss feels different. Like, I was like, who am I kissing?
I've had boyfriends that, like, I loved when they would fully shave, and then, like, it was growing in scruff. And then I've had boyfriends when they would fully shave, I'd be like,
I'll see you in 3 days because you're disgusting to me right now.
I'm like weird with guys' hair. Like, you know, guys who just go to a barbershop for $3 and they just get a horrible haircut and it doesn't look good for like 2 weeks. I straight up would be like, don't look at me.
Yeah,
I don't know you.
Guys are also very particular about their haircuts and they're like, so bad. He did such a bad time this like time. And I'm just like, it literally looks the exact same.
I asked for a three and they gave me a four on the sides. Oh, this is a good one. Cried during a Thor movie.
You know how
do
I feel.
Do we love that he's in touch with his emotions?
No, you know how I feel about men crying.
Yeah, it gives you the hives.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay, this is a hot take. Ordered hard vanilla ice cream at Carvel. No toppings. Psychopath. See, I disagree.
I disagree as well.
I think vanilla is low-key, like, slaps the hardest. And it has, he's a traditional man.
He's a traditional classic man.
Classic. It's like normcore, but for ice cream.
He's like, whatever. This is what I like.
Yeah.
I would be more turned off if he went in, got the gummy bears, the sprinkles. I'd be like, okay, grow up.
Do you know what I might say? Maybe this guy's a fucking freak in the bedroom because he's not overcompensated for anything and he knows what he likes.
I love that.
Fell ice skating, went to the medic, had to go to the hospital and asked me to go with him.
I like that too. I feel like that's a fun look. Okay. I always say when I go on first dates, the first thing this is so psychotic. I'm a real psycho. One of the things I think is, okay, so if we get married at my rehearsal dinner, like potentially a story from this first date could be told, you know? So like on your first date, if you go to the hospital with him, an amazing rehearsal dinner story.
As someone who's been to the hospital with a guy before.
Yes.
It is a horrible experience because you think it's cute and then you get there and it takes forever to even get the nurse. Then the nurse comes. Then they don't know what's going on. It's all just waiting.
Yeah.
And it's like not romantic. And like, it's like you'll be there for like, it's not going there for an hour and like being like, are you okay? Like you're there for like 8 hours.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like
hospital
a lot.
Food. Oh, I mean, you could order in. I don't know. Sorry, it's my own stuff that I'm okay.
It's
last one because it's been 50 minutes and we'll continue this later if you guys like it. This one I actually love. Started crying about childhood traumas over nachos and Margs. See, I love that. I don't want to know your favorite fucking color. I want to know how your parents messed you up and if it's compatible to how my parents messed me up. That's how I want to do a date.
As long as you're on that equal drunk level and you're fucking connecting, being like, no, let it out. I feel the same.
Like,
then I'm fine with it.
Are you proud of me? Are you proud of me? Okay, but the crying we could do without, but like, I do believe, I love the first time a guy starts telling you about his family. Like shit that's going on.
I do
in
too.
His life.
I do love that. Yeah, it's hard for them to open up. It really is.
Yeah, but once they open up, I open my legs. Paige, what are you watching right now? Because I have some shit that I'm watching. Through the tears. What did you see yesterday?
I watched the Kardashians all day yesterday.
Oh, any like updates or thoughts?
I cried through the whole thing. And then I was like, oh my god, the Kardashians is like over, like they're done.
Was it like Kim's divorce they were following?
Yeah, and she was like, I feel like a fucking loser, and I was like, same. What have you been watching?
Okay, have you watched Bo Burnham special Inside on Netflix?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Today, I don't give a fuck what your plans were. You are
watching. I was going to watch the Pink documentary today.
I recommend Bo Burnham.
Okay, what do you tell me?
So Bo Burnham is this incredible like genius.
Okay.
Comedian who like does funny songs, but he also does stand up and he blew up on YouTube, like one of the first people ever to blow up on YouTube, like it wasn't even a site. Cuz just this kid who was 16, Comedy Central gave him a deal. He's blown up. Was doing like a huge tour, and then in 2015 he started getting anxiety attacks on stage and decided he doesn't want to perform live anymore.
Oh my God.
And he basically says in the special, he goes, like, 5 years ago, I started getting panic attacks and realized, like, I don't want to do live performing anymore. And then I slowly started to get my mental health together and work on myself. And he goes, then February 2020, I decided I want to get back on stage. And then the craziest thing happened. And the pandemic hit. And we couldn't go outside. So we created this special of all his material inside one room.
Okay, what's it on? Netflix?
Netflix.
Okay.
It's emotional, though. Like, it's like ups and down. He's pretty depressed, but it's great.
I mean, I don't know if I can take another day.
You have to watch it. Okay, then, yeah, the Pink documentary. Did I talk about it already?
Yeah, we talked about it last time.
Okay, good. Then there's a thing on Netflix called Unbelievable.
Okay, I watched that.
It's good, right?
Wait, is this about the girl that got raped and no one believed her?
Yes.
Yes, I watched it.
And it's a true story, yes. So I highly recommend that. The acting's great. Toni Collette, do people talk about how great an actress she is?
Okay, let's talk about this for a second. I think she is a really great actress. Something about her, I don't like it. And I can't put my finger on it.
Do you know that she's actually Australian?
I feel like I did kind of know that, but no, I didn't remember that.
Because Des told me midway that she's Australian, and then I couldn't focus on anything except how she was having such a good American accent.
There is a movie that she's in with Cameron Diaz that used to be like one of my favorite movies, and it's called In Her Shoes, mm-hmm. and it's so fucking good. Well, I also love Cameron Diaz.
Okay, so you don't like Toni Collette.
I don't not
what
like her.
What did she do to you?
Nothing.
Does she remind you of someone?
I don't know what it is. There's just like something about her that I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay, hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor of Easttown. Not the greatest.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, I felt like first episode very slow. Then like sometimes the writing was like kind of corny. And then I feel like I also so much anxiety. Like, stressed me the fuck out. I do recommend people watch it, but I'm not going to tell you it's the best time of your life.
I think you're wrong. I think it's so good. It's, oh my God, it's so good.
I like forgot the ending now. Not, I'm not going to tell people what the ending was, but I remember being kind
Wait,
of like.
Wait, but you watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
You watched every, yeah.
And I was into it. I was very into it. I was like fully committed. I just like, I'm not like, it's not one of my best of all time.
No, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
But it's good. I think it's good. I just feel like people were freaking out about it and like it was, I don't know. It's very like crazy. If you want crazy and fucked up shit,
but it's
good.
But it's not scary. It's like, and it's not even really like a thriller. It's like it's a mystery.
Yeah,
it's a murder mystery.
And I feel like the way I just feel like it was kind of like, they fucked with us for a long time, and then you're like, okay, so you just like, okay. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like mysteries, it kind of reminded me of that Nicole Kidman one with Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Wow, interesting. I did love that show, but I almost think Mare of Easttown was better.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Mare of Easttown was better than that, but I feel like they both were hyped up a little too much. But I fucking love Kate Winslet. She's so good. So stressed out. If you want to feel better about your own life, watch Mare of Easttown.
Yeah, I agree.
Do we have any front page news?
We have like a little. Amelia Hamlin turned 20. Scott Disick got her like a diamond necklace that was a cross. And
okay.
I know that people give them a lot of hate that they're dating because she's 20 and he's like 36, 38. Mm-hmm. I'm like fine with it now.
No, I don't care about the age. I think the teen thing was weird. Now that she's 20,
I think
guess
the teen thing was weird. And like, if you vibe, you vibe. You know, like obviously they like each other. It's been.
And like Scott isn't known as like the most mature motherfucker on the planet.
And also, how hard do you think it is to watch the old, like, your ex girlfriend, the love of your life, just be so in love with someone else.
She's been watching him dating people for fucking years.
No, I agree. But like, so if he's happy with Amelia, like let him go.
I
will never not like Scott.
I think he's very funny, but I do think that there is a thing where like the day you get famous, you kind of like can stay in that place. That's what they say about addiction. Like whenever you start getting addicted to something, like you kind of stay that age. So like, I feel like, yeah. So I feel like Scott, I mean, I don't know where he is with his partying and stuff, but I know that fame's definitely affected him. So like, for all we know, he still feels like that like young 25-year-old that met Courtney and then his life just like changed forever. And he's still that kid inside.
I could see that. Like in the Kardashian, it says in like one part that he's like, fame and money literally mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, that's, it's so true. Okay. Alex Rodriguez was seen hanging out with his ex-wife amid Bennifer coming back.
Are Bennifer like fully on?
Yeah, which is crazy.
But it's such a PR stunt. It's such a PR stunt.
Do you think that?
Oh, you get caught walking around with his t-shirt on. Like that is such, oh my God. Paige.
Okay.
Paige, there are married couples that we never see in the press. Married celebrity couples, never. And they're fucking out all the time with photos all the time.
But what is the PR stunt? Because if I'm breaking up with my fiance, mm-hmm. you're not seeing me. I want him wondering what the fuck I'm doing. I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm in my home. I'm eating ice cream. I'm getting myself right.
No, because this is not just, you're just thinking about how your ex feels. This is about how the world views her. So they need the world to know that she's moving on, can get any guy, and the world loves Ben. I'm not saying they don't like each other, but it's like, been thrown in our faces.
If she wants the world to think she's like this badass bitch that can get whoever she wants, which first of all, we already think that about you. Like, we are on your side with the A-Rod thing. We think he is an absolute piece of shit. I don't see how getting back with Ben is like the best PR. You know, like it's not like the best storyline.
I do think that it's like nostalgic and people loved Bennifer and like it's good for him and good for her.
And he's been seen wearing like the watch that she bought him that he used to wear.
I just have to say, like, think of all the celebrities in the world and think of how the media just follows like a certain amount. It's because it's a conscious choice if you want to be public with your shit or not. Like look at like comedians. Like, people don't even know who Dave Chappelle's married to. Like, you never see her.
Yeah.
It's a choice. Like, J-Lo could easily do that.
I like that.
Yeah, it's hot.
Like yeah.
I mean, as two people on reality TV, we're like, wait, we did it all wrong.
I'm like, I don't want anyone to know who I'm dating.
You're in the wrong industry.
But then when I do have a boyfriend, I'm like, look at him. He's so amazing. Okay. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick.
Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Anyway, let's see what I have next.
Oh, okay. We were just like on a roll. Then Angelina Jolie was seen spotted going to her ex-husband's house, Johnny Lee Miller, which is the guy that she had like had his blood and like wrote on the back of a shirt in his blood. She does some weird shit sometimes.
I think that's romantic as fuck. And now I'm wondering why Dez hasn't done anything with my blood. Doesn't even fucking love me for real. Has this all been some fake bullshit? But I do think that maybe quarantine has made people do some like serious self-reflecting on life and been like, oh, like that one got away.
Wow, you know, I did the exact whole life opposite and was like, thank God I broke up with everyone I've ever dated.
Same.
I was like, get out of here.
Get it? What if that's how we end pods? We just stop talking. We just go till we run out of steam. We're like, ah.
Also, okay, Kendall Jenner has been posting Devin Booker, and I think they're cute as fuck. She never, like,
no. Used to she post was, like, people. Not even posting about Harry Styles when she was with them. So she must like him.
She must really like him, and I think they're an adorable couple.
They'll have super athletic babies. So have you ever seen her ski? She's a fucking, like, graceful bitch.
Yeah, she's a graceful ass bitch.
The Kardashians are low-key, like, should be in the Olympics. A team on the Olympics.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly moved into an Airbnb, $30,000 a month. Can you move into Airbnbs?
I guess, like, they're staying in it for an extended period of time. $30,000 a month. Wow. Okay, hot take from TikTok, because now I'm back on.
Okay.
Apparently this guy was like, this gym rat was like, what's the deal with seeing all these hot girls with guys who look like this? And they show this like skinny tattooed guy.
Yeah.
And a girl responded to it, and she's like, bro, no one wants to be with a dude who eats chicken with no seasoning and has 0% body fat and won't drink and goes to bed at 9 because he has the gym at 6 a.m. No one.
No.
We go, we want a guy who's emotionally available, down to have a good time with us. And that's what that skinny tattooed guy is. So, like, learn how life works.
I genuinely, like, I don't want you to have a six-pack. It only puts more pressure on me. I don't need it. Like, I want you to work out and, like, want to work out and, like, look good. But if it's, Like, if you're obsessed with it, I can't. Like, I think it's such a turnoff.
Oh, it's such a turnoff.
Like, yeah, be healthy, but also, like, live your fucking life. If you want to have that bowl of ice cream, do it.
Yes, girls deal with enough body image stuff and, like, thinking what you can and cannot eat. So if you have a dude who's also obsessed with food and what he can and cannot eat, it's so fucking annoying. Also, if you're being, like, an athlete, you have to deal with the ups and downs of them, like, winning and losing, which is a nightmare. Like, I was watching the Djokovic match, and he's, like, one of the greatest of all time, and his wife's watching, and she's so stressed out because I could tell she's like, I don't want to have to deal with his ass if he loses this match. Oh, it'll be so annoying.
Imagine.
She's like, I have to baby him all night while he like cries in his bedroom, which is normal, but like, it's just a lot. Like, if you're dating a lawyer, it's not as bad. Or lawyers are pretty brutal. But I do think that...
No, I feel like I'm made to be like a lawyer or doctor's wife or like a politician's wife.
Why?
I don't know. I like used to want to be like a Major League Baseball player's wife. Or, I would still love to be a golfer's wife.
Ooh, I think that's what I really would love. I used to play tennis with Dustin Johnson's brother's wife.
You used to play tennis with Dustin Johnson, who is married to Paulina, who I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Brother's wife.
Wife. Yeah. Got it. So they all hang out with he's the caddy for Dustin, and they just like go to beautiful places.
And they're friends with Craig and Austin. They're always hanging out.
Oh, wait.
I know. Connection.
There's your in on the PGA. Do you know the rules to golf?
Do I know the what?
Rules to golf.
What do I look like? Yeah, I read the handbook last night. I know, you hit the ball, it gets in the hole, you wear a cute outfit. I would wear, if I was a golfer's wife, dude, the fits I would have on is insane.
And also golf, oh my God, it is made for you. Because most athlete wives are like sitting in places, so you only see their tops. But golf, you're full on standing in the front of the crowd, and then you have to like
walk onto the green.
And then you literally walk on the stage of the green, and like you have a moment where they give you a hug. And then the kids are there, and they're like, "Daddy," and you're like, "Shut the fuck up! It's mommy's time."
Oh my God! Any professional golfers out there that may or may not have a crush on me, hit me up.
Oh my God, I love that. You could probably get a lot of good DM slides by like just calling shit out on the pods, and then the gigglers will like dive through, find the guy, tell him to hit you up.
It's so funny because a guy the other day was like, "I bet your DMs are fucking nuts." Yeah. And I was like, I do not get DMs from guys like at all. I maybe get one once every couple of weeks that's like an actual like hot straight male.
Well, also, you can't see a lot of them. Like, a lot of them are private. So if a dude said something, it's like he has, like, not a lot of followers and he's private. So you're not going to, like, respond to that.
But my Instagram is, like, I'm 95% women.
Same.
Like, this is for the fucking girls.
This is for the girls.
And I actually feel like it's a safe space. You know, like,
I love that. There's, like, no toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I don't want the guys in my DMs. I don't want it.
But yeah, on my Instagram, I posted, because I did for a while get like stupid DMs, but then I realized I would post them to put them on blast. I'd like keep their names and everything. But then guys started to like want clout from it, and like they wouldn't really be sliding in. They'd be sending me stupid shit because they know I'd post it. Or they'd be like, "Why haven't you posted my DM?"
I think guys that want clout is...
Oh, really? Because those are the only guys you go for.
I can't.
I love this podcast is just us overanalyzing each other.
No, I've just turned it into a full vent session. I think this is like my therapy.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty healthy. I love how I've become your Zoom therapist. Actually.
All right. I need to order that spicy rigatoni I've been thinking about for the entire fucking pod.
Yeah, guys. We are working on new merch. We're so excited. Oh, we're doing the photo shoot this weekend.
Yes.
This week for summer. It's the one I'm excited about the most.
Me too. I think this is my favorite merch drop.
Paige, you have anything fun on Amazon coming up?
Yes. I feel like you do. I have my hour on Amazon that will be this Wednesday. And then I have Prime Day the following week. So amazing. This Wednesday we're just doing I wanted to do a bunch of wedding guest dresses, but I couldn't get them in time for when I ordered them. So I can't do it this week, but I'm going to do it the following week. So this week we're just going to do like summer stuff and like dupes that I found.
So you would try on every dress during the live?
No, I don't try it on because...
But you'd show
what
it.
What am I going to do? I'm take my tits out? What do you... This isn't my own... That's on my OnlyFans.
Only fans. You try on stuff, but they see the in-between.
Dude. Oh my God, that would be my OnlyFans. I'd
so
be like...
So this is so cute.
I got this dress, and then like... And that's the OnlyFans.
So girls would watch it and guys would watch it.
Yeah, I would make...
You'd be so rich.
Because girls would just be like, cool.
Yeah.
But guys, yeah.
And
wow.
Girls would appreciate it, for, and guys would appreciate it as well.
What would it be called? Back pages?
Back page. Oh my God.
Which is like where you get hookers.
Oh, that's where you get hookers?
Yeah, it's called.
That's where you've gotten hookers?
It's a known thing. Back pages.
Oh my God. Also, yeah, go to hannahbrenner.com. I just booked Philly. It's not up yet, but it's going to be early July, which I'm so excited about. So I have Richmond coming up, Indianapolis, West Nyack. Don't know where that is, but it sounds fun. Texas, New Jersey, Buffalo, Nashville, Maryland.
Wait, when are you going to Nashville?
Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, Nashville.
I've wanted to go to Nashville for so long. I just feel like
October.
I'd really love it.
Early October.
And I'm coming.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
But we should stay for a couple days, and... I feel like Caitlin Bristow is there. Caitlin Bristow?
No, I know. Does she live there? I thought she lived in LA.
I feel like she lives in Nashville.
Whatever. I don't care who lives there and who we find, but I want to go. I feel like I would just love it.
I've never been. It would be
me
so
neither.
Lit. But we also need to go to Atlanta and visit Sierra.
No, we absolutely need to go to Atlanta.
We forgot we were on a pod for a second.
Yeah, we did. We were just on a phone call. Okay, we gotta go.
Thanks for giggling with us. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.